Hello, and welcome to The Mind. I am your host, William Hatfield, and I am going to talk about bands that change their lead singers and still are successful. The first band is Alice in Chains. We all know that Layne Staley OD'd and passed away, which is a very, very sad thing. And then they brought this guy in called Mike Inez. He has done a phenomenal job. He's kept the harmonies alive. Alice in Chains just, they're one of the few bands that found a singer that could do justice to the band. Another band is, AC/DC. Unfortunately, Brian Johnson had to step away or fired, however you want to look at it, because he was in a race car and he lost his hearing. And then, of course, Bon Scott passed away, and then Brian Johnson stepped in and for years just done a phenomenal job. I mean, he carried the torch of AC/DC with respect. He is an amazing singer. And then, Axl Rose stepped in for a little bit, and love him or hate him, he did a fair job. I mean, you can't complain for what he did, and there's rumor that, Axl may do an actual album with Angus, but when it comes to AC/DC, man, oh man, Malcolm Young, he developed dementia and he passed away, which is a very, very sad thing. It broke my heart, like it broke, countless other people's hearts, and then, Angus is basically there alone because, the bass player retired, and Phil Rudd, the drummer, went insane and tried to kill somebody. So, it's we'll see what happens with AC/DC, which I hope they carry on. Another band is called a Drowning Pool. Their singer, passed away in Indianapolis, I believe, while on tour in the bus on heroin, and they brought in a new singer, which he does okay. But they could have done a better job. But another band is Stone Temple Pilots. Scott Weiland, he had issues. Everybody knows his drug and alcohol issues, and he passed away, which is unfortunately. And they brought the new guy in, and he's done a phenomenal job. Phenomenal. And sometimes the gods smile on certain bands. Van Halen. Of course, you have the David Lee Roth, and then Sammy Hagar, and then Gary Cherone from the band Warrant. Van Halen is another band that the gods smile on and bless them with great lead singers. The power of music is unbelievable. To me, it's the only pure thing, or one of the few pure things on earth. Music will bring all walks of life together. Go to a concert, you got 15, 20,000 people in the crowd, and look at the diversity. You got your gay, straight, black, white, men, women, Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever, however you want to look at it, man. Music just brings people together. Religion doesn't even do that. Religion, organized religion, only separates people, and which is sad because, if there is a God, I don't think he would want people to be separated. He would want to bring all walks of life in. And, just the power of music is unbelievable. And sometimes the gods smile on certain bands and allow them to carry the torch that they started, keep the flame alive, which is amazing. So yeah, appreciate the bands and what they do. I'm going to sign off right now. Be good to people and don't drink and drive. Peace.